The following is transcribed.
Welcome to Bat Soup, the never nutritious, definitely delicious podcast dedicated to the old-time radio adventures of Superman and the dynamic duo. Buckle your utility belts for lots of technical difficulty, plenty of forgiveness, and sitting around waiting galore. Before we get to today's adventure, let's pause for this important message. I'm telling you something, gang. These new swell shell casings are pretty incredible. To think, each one of those were used against Superman. Or at least they tried to be used against him. There were so many times that criminals and thugs tried to take him down using all manner of weapons, but to no avail. They don't call him the Man of Steel for nothing. No matter what kind of weapon, those bullets just bounce off him. So have your mom stock up on that never nutritious, definitely delicious bat soup, and maybe someday you'll be as strong as Superman. Bat Soup, available wherever fine podcasts are sold. Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
And now, Bat Soup presents today's adventure, part 8 of Is There Another Superman? As originally broadcast on February 7th, 1946.
Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, defender of law and order, champion of equal rights, valiant, courageous fighter against the forces of hate and prejudice. Today, only a short time remains for him to solve the mystery of the chain of bank robberies. We'll join him in a moment. But right now, a young fellow named Rusty has a problem on his mind, and he's asking his pal Dan McCullough for advice.
Say, Dan, maybe you can tell me what we ought to do.
Well, I'll be glad to help you if I can, Rusty.
Well, it's kind of a problem in our club. Everybody wants to be president at the same time.
Well, you can't run a club that way.
I know. We want to be fair and give all the kids a chance, so we have a different president each month. But how are you going to decide who should go first?
That is a puzzle.
We've been worrying about it.
Hey, I got it.
Yeah?
Sure, it's easy. Now, you're all collecting comic buttons, aren't you, from packages of Kellogg's Pep?
Yeah, sure.
Well, then, the fellow who has the most comic buttons in his collection is the president for the first month.
Why, sure. Why didn't I think of that?
And if you want to, you could take the next biggest collection and make that fellow vice president and so on down.
That's it, Dan, that's it. And believe me, there's going to be a scramble for more comic buttons, too.
Well, you won't have any trouble with that, because all the gang's been mighty busy lately working on their comic button collections. Everybody's working toward getting all 18 different buttons in the series and having a load of fun, too. Fellows and girls are mighty proud, too, to sport these bright-colored buttons on their jacket or their dress or cap. So don't miss out on the fun. Ask Mom to get you some more of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep, because that's the only way you can get these exciting comic buttons. You can't buy them anywhere, and you don't send in any money, not even a box stop. But there's an exclusive prize for you in every package of P.E.P. Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. Now, the adventures of Superman.
In a desperate effort to persuade Inspector Henderson not to release evidence which the police chief says proves that Superman is the mysterious burglar who has been breaking into banks, stealing money, and then donating it to charity, Clark Kent made a daring bargain with the inspector. Within 24 hours, he promised, he would either bring in the real thief or produce Superman himself. Kent then outlined his plan to his friend Batman. The bank robberies had followed a circular path within a 50-mile radius of Metropolis, and only the banks in two towns, Lordville and Somerset, had not been broken into by the mysterious burglar. Hosting Private Detective Candy Myers and his men in Somerset, Kent and his true identity of Superman accompanied Batman and Robin, his young companion, to Lordville. As we continue now, late at night, our three friends are hidden in the dark shadows of the small brick bank building. The little village is wrapped in sleep, and a cloudy sky shrouds the pale moon. Robin, nervous, breaks the tense silence.
this bank robber's going to show up, I wish he'd make it soon, Batman. I'm getting cold.
Relax, Robin. Anybody know what time it is, Superman?
I think I can see the town clock from here. Wait a minute. Yes, it's just 20 minutes past 12.
Yeah, we might have a long wait then. He didn't show up in the last job he tried to pull until after 1.
Most of the other robberies took place around midnight. Keep your eyes peeled. We might see him at any minute.
The sooner the better. I owe him something for the shellacking he gave us last night.
If he does appear, Robin, leave him to me.
No, sir. Nobody can use me for a football and get away with it.
You heard Superman, Robin. He's giving the orders tonight.
Okay,
Hold it. Someone's coming.
Huh? Where?
Up the street.
Yes, I hear footsteps.
So do I.
Who is it, Superman?
Town constable making his rounds.
Oh, that's right. Our bird doesn't walk, he flies. I should have thought of that. He's another Superman.
Quiet. He's right in front of the bank.
What?
Who?
The constable. Trying the door.
Oh.
Quiet. He spots us. He'll have the whole town up in arms. Okay. He's leaving.
After all those robberies around here, you think they'd keep a guard at the bank all night?
They never do in small towns like this. I guess they figure the constable can handle any trouble that comes up.
A fat chance it'd have against a Superman.
Fat chance a guard would have, too.
Well, that's true, but...
What's that?
Relax, chum, relax. Just the town clock striking the half hour.
Hey, Batman. Wasn't Candy Myers supposed to check with us from Somerset between 12 and 12:30 on the walkie-talkie?
Say, that's right, he was.
Jeepers, you suppose the bank robber showed up there?
I hope not.
He was there last night and you two scared him away. I don't think he'd try Somerset again. But we'd better check. You got the walkie-talkie on your back, Robin. Contact Candy, will you?
Okay. Calling Candy...
Not so loud.
Oh, sorry. Calling Candy Myers in Somerset. Lordville calling Candy Myers in Somerset. Come in, Candy.
Doesn't he answer?
No.
Try again.
Calling Candy Myers. Calling Candy Myers in Somerset. Come in, please. Come in.
Still no answer, eh?
No.
I don't like this. I'd better hop over to Somerset and see what's wrong. You two stay here.
Wait, hold it.
What?
Robin, I'm ashamed of you.
Huh?
And I always thought you were bright.
What's the matter?
Yeah, what did I do now?
You opened the receiving key on the walkie-talkie instead of the sending key.
What?
No wonder Candy couldn't hear him.
Uh-oh.
Oh, gosh, did I?
You certainly did. Here, let me have it.
Isn't the sending key on the right?
No, Robin, it's on the left.
Oh, gosh, the first walkie-talkie we used a couple of years
ago. No alibis. Okay, I've got it.
You must have opened the wrong key last night, too, Robin, when the bank robber showed up in Somerset and you tried to call me. That's why I didn't get your SOS.
Of course. Not for that, we'd have had our man behind bars by this time.
Where's that extra special dunce cap, and will someone give me a good hard kick?
Forget it. We all make mistakes. See if you can raise Candy, Batman.
Right. Calling Candy Myers in Somerset. Lordville calling Candy Myers. Come in, please.
Still no answer, eh? I'd better get over.
Lordville.
There he is.
I was just going to call you. How is it over there?
All quiet so far, Candy. How is it with you?
All I need is a lily in my hand, and I'd think I was out of this world. I never saw such a graveyard. Everybody in this burg goes to sleep at 8 o'clock.
Tell him not to fall asleep.
Keep your eyes peeled, Candy, just in case.
Don't worry, pal. I've got every inch of this place covered. If the guy does show up here, he won't know what hit him.
Call us at once if you see him, Candy. That's all. We'll budge you later. So long. Okay, Robin. Let's strap it on your back again.
Yeah.
And remember, the sending key is on the left.
How could I forget?
Well, all's quiet on the Western Front.
Yes, it's too quiet to suit me. I counted on our bird showing up tonight. If he doesn't, I guess I'll have to surrender myself to Inspector Henderson tomorrow.
That deal you made... I mean, Clark Kent made with Henderson was a big mistake.
Henderson's way off the beam. He ought to know you wouldn't rob banks.
Well, he's got some strong evidence against me, Robin.
Evidence? Pooh. Why should you break into banks?
Wait a minute. Look.
What?
Where? Up in the sky. Floating across the face of the moon. See it?
I don't see anything.
Neither do I.
It's right over... No, wait a minute. It's gone now. That's queer.
What is it? What did you see?
The same thing I thought I saw last night before you two got here. Something strangely shaped. I went up to investigate, but then I saw you driving like mad from Somerset, and I came down to find out what was wrong.
I remember you mentioned it. Oh, it's probably a plane.
No, it's not a plane. Oh, wait, there it is again.
Where?
I can't see a thing.
It's behind the clouds. Hard to tell from here, but I'd say it was about 6 or 7 feet long and a foot or so thick. About the size of a big man.
What? Say, maybe it's the bank robber. The other Superman.
Jeepers.
I don't know. It's quite high up and hard to see, but when it comes out from behind the clouds again, I think I'll shoot up there.
How about taking me along?
No, sir, if it is another Superman, I'll want both my arms free. Now, it's coming out. Okay, here I go.
Good luck, Superman.
Yeah, good luck.
Up and away!
Leaping from the dark street, the Man of Steel rockets off into the cloudy heavens, leaving Batman and Robin staring after him anxiously. What has Superman seen? We'll return in a moment for the exciting climax of today's episode. But first, here again is your announcer.
You know, gang, it's pretty swell that you don't have to spend any of your allowance to get those thrilling comic buttons Kellogg's Pep is putting out. Why, you don't even have to send in a box stop. You just open a package of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, and there's your exclusive prize. And what a honey. Maybe it'll be the true-to-life picture of Uncle Walt of Gasoline Alley, or Skeezix, or Harold Teen, or maybe even Superman himself, done up in full comic strip colors, too. Bright red and blue and black on a gleaming white background so they really show up. And you feel mighty proud when you wear your collection pinned on your jacket or your dress or cap. And you get a real kick out of comparing notes with the rest of the gang to see how many everybody's collected. Even more fun in swapping duplicates, too. So don't you miss out. Ask Mom to get you plenty of Kellogg's Pep, because that's the only way you can get these comic buttons. You can't buy them anywhere. They come only in packages of P.E.P. Pep, made by Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereal. Now, back to the adventures of Superman.
Sighting a strange, swiftly moving object in the cloudy night sky high above the village of Lordville, Superman streaked away to investigate it. He has been gone for some time now, and on the deserted street in front of the village bank, Batman is beginning to worry. That's strange. He isn't back yet, Robin.
Give him a chance.
I hope he didn't run into any trouble.
He can take care of himself.
I know, but...
But what?
Suppose it is the other Superman up there.
Our man will wrap him up like a bundle of dirty wash.
Maybe.
What do you mean, maybe? Superman is the strongest guy in the world.
You've forgotten the steel doors that were ripped off their hinges and the iron bars that were twisted like pretzels. He may be just as strong as Superman, perhaps even stronger.
Yeah, I guess he could be at that. Oh, jeepers, now you've got me worried.
How long has it been since Superman left?
Oh, about 10 or 15 minutes.
Oh, it's longer than that, Robin. We talked to Candy Myers at 12:30. Superman spotted that thing in the sky just a minute or two after we signed off with Candy. What time is it now?
Search me. I left my watch back in the house.
And I broke mine last night. Well, I should say it's about...
1 o'clock.
Good Lord. Wait. Oh, that means he's gone almost half an hour.
Oh, golly, what do you think has happened up there?
I don't have to think, I know.
What?
It's just as I suspected all along. There is another Superman. And right now, Robin, both of them are up there battling.
Wouldn't we see them or hear them?
Oh, they may be miles up. Oh, Robin, I'm afraid this is the payoff.
Don't worry. If it is, our man will win.
I hope you're right. Only I'd feel a lot better if... What was that?
I don't know.
Duck back in the shadow of the building.
Maybe it's Superman.
We'll know in a second. He's coming toward the bank. A few more steps and we'll be under that street lamp. Don't move, Robin.
Batman, look. It's Superman.
Hold it, Robin.
But...
It's the wrong one. He's wearing a mask.
The bank robber.
Yes. And you know what that means? Our man didn't win. Our Superman lost.
Step by step. The tall, broad-shouldered, masked figure, wearing the familiar blue costume and red cape with a large S emblazoned on his chest, approaches the bank building where Batman and Robin crouch in the shadows, stunned at the realization that the Superman they have always known and admired has at last met his match. Or has he? What did occur in the cloud-swept sky high above the Earth? Was there a titanic battle between two superhuman beings? And did the wrong one emerge the victor? Gang, believe me, tomorrow's episode brings a startling surprise that will have you all sitting on the edge of your chairs. So don't miss it. Be sure to listen and tell your friends to listen. Same time, same station, to tomorrow's amazing episode in The Adventures of Superman.
fellows and girls, be sure to follow the adventures of Superman, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature, appearing in Superman DC Publications. Say, gang, here's some razzle-dazzle news to flash to Mom. Kellogg's variety is back. So now, everybody at the breakfast table can have the Kellogg cereal he likes best. Because Kellogg's variety is that grand variety carton holding 10 generous packages of 6 favorite Kellogg cereals. Are they delicious? And does Kellogg's variety make breakfast fun? Why, it's better than a grab bag, because you get what you really want. Today, ask Mom to get Kellogg's Variety, the package that makes breakfast a picnic. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
That was part 8 of Is There Another Superman? From the Adventures of Superman. Thanks for listening, and be sure to subscribe to Bat Soup. You can also like us and reach out on Facebook or subscribe to us on YouTube. That'll wrap things up for this episode of Bat Soup, but be sure to tune in next time when you'll hear Batman say,
"Make like a mouse and watch it."